Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Welcome, everybody, to The Mike O'Mara Show. We don't do a lot of international things. I mean, we're basically a domestic podcast, Josh, but... I want to appreciate you. I want to tell how much I appreciate this booking you made.
Well, it's a big week. Everyone's big over week. At that World Economic thing.
And on the phone with us right now, we have the Danish Minister of Foreign Affairs, Lars Løkke Rasmussen. Lars, may I call you Lars?
Yeah, you can call me Lars. Hi.
Hi,
Josh and Rob.
It's Josh and Rob.
I said, hi, Josh, and Rob.
We'll let it slide. Hi, Lars. I can call you Lars. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's good to be here to talk to you. Unlike the president, I like the American people. That's why I wanted to come on the show and explain how frustrated we are. And I look forward to answering all your questions.
All right. Well, I'll start with a question that I think is on everybody's mind. I, like many Americans, I think, were surprised to find out that Greenland is a territory of Denmark.
And yeah,
when the president said
you
he
betcha,
wanted to,
yeah.
when the president said he
you
wanted to,
betcha, take, yeah. when he this wanted, is my deal here.
He said he wanted to take it over. How did that make you feel?
You know, Trump is so fat. When he jumps in the pool, he doesn't make a splash. He creates a tsunami alert.
I understand, but I'm curious how you feel. I need to know how you feel.
Trump is so heavy when he steps on a scale, the scale says, I give up.
But if you don't have, what about the people of Denmark? How do the people of Denmark feel about it?
Well, we're worried about him because, you know, he doesn't sweat. He leaks small satellites. His reflection doesn't even recognize him.
Lars,
the last time he ran, Google Maps rerouted the planet.
Lars, I got to know, when you have an elected position as the Minister of Foreign Affairs.
Yes, Lars Løkke Rasmussen.
Mr. Rasmussen, when you...
Yeah, you betcha,
When you were running, were you famous for your sense of humor?
I don't have a sense of humor. I'm from Denmark. When Trump sits in the Oval Office on his chair files for unemployment. He doesn't get stuck in traffic. Traffic gets stuck around him. He's so dense, scientists try to use him as a black hole. He's so fat, when he sneezes, it's considered an act of God.
I'm curious, Lars Rasmussen, we're speaking with the Danish Minister of Foreign Affairs. Have you ever been to Greenland?
I have not been to Greenland. Okay. I was born and I live in the government building in Denmark.
Hold on, you were born in the government building?
Yes, I was. My mother was a part of the government. Hey, is your president golfing today?
No, he's not.
I heard that... Okay, I know it's funny. I heard that his golf cart is classified as heavy machinery.
Now, I do have one question I want to ask.
The only thing bigger than his ego is his dry cleaning bin.
You know, if you look into that, that's pretty disgusting.
When he steps on the scale, it says, one at a time, buddy.
Do you think...
He's so fat that even his reflection needs a wide-angle lens.
Do you think the president is interested in Denmark and Greenland because of your famous Danishes?
I heard that when Trump lies down, the Earth files a restraining order. He's so big, his shadow needs its own zip code. Or do you say postal code?
Zoning improvement plan, zip code.
Okay. All right. He doesn't gain weight. He collects it like cards with the Pokemon.
Yeah.
Cards meet the Pokemon.
Well, you speak many languages, don't you, Prime Minister?
I'm 14. 14.
14 languages?
Meow. His heartbeat comes with a background score from the city orchestra.
Well,
he doesn't go swimming. The water just politely moves out of the way.
There are so many things to love about your nation. I love your dogs. The Great Dane is a great dog. Do the dogs, do you have any other thoughts?
I'm really glad you know so much about Denmark, Rob. The Great Dane.
Well,
you are dumb like Trump.
Yeah,
he's so dumb he thinks that Thesaurus is a dinosaur that gives speeches.
I know that you make Carlsberg beer.
Carlsberg beer? Thanks so much for that.
It's delicious.
What the f*** am I going to do with that?
I don't know.
Your body of knowledge is stunning.
It is stunning.
He's so dumb that Donald Trump, your president,
he's
so dumb that he thought the lawsuit was a new flavor of McDonald's burger. I don't even understand that one.
Well, you don't have a sense of humor.
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
I'm glad you've calmed down a little bit. You were real worked up there. Are you worked up because of what could possibly happen to Greenland? I mean, that's a scary notion, right?
He's so dumb he thought the Supreme Court was located in the middle of a shopping mall.
Oh, I get it. The Supreme Court. Yeah.
He's so dumb he tried to order a hamburger at the salad bar. He's so dumb he tried to invest in Bitcoin, but he put it in a piggy bank. It did not work.
Is this
why, no. Is this why Denmark's so happy?
We are very happy.
Just happy people.
Yeah, we're just loaded. We just go around and roll it all the time. There
What's
we go.
What's that Carlsberg beer?
You must come and visit us sometime.
I would love
it. Except for Donald Trump.
He's not welcome?
F off. He's so fat, he's the only person whose frown actually causes structural damage.
Did you have anything else you wanted? I know you're a very busy man, Prime Minister Rasmussen. Did you have anything else you wanted to tell us?
I got a good one I saved for the last.
Oh, so please, what do you know about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump is so fat, Photoshop gives up trying.
Thank you.
I got to go now. Goodbye.
Lars Lucky Rasmussen, we do appreciate you stopping by. Oh, look who's here. It's Mike.
What the hell was that?
I think it was the wrong dial.
How come you never let me interview the world leaders? How come?
You know how you get.
I think I get.
Yeah, you know.
You know how you get, Mike.
Yeah, that's you know,
it.
Mike.
I remember.
Remember when we had Boris Yeltsin on the show?
Oh, that did not end well.
It did not end well.
It did not end well at all.
But
oh,
I'm glad you're here now, because that's what matters.
I'm so glad. So proud.
Yeah.
So glad to be with.
Oh, I didn't get a chance to play my my rock and roll Danish music.
Oh, there we go.
So you Google Danish and you got beer, pastries, and music.
Oh, I got other things too. Hans Christian Andersen.
Well, he did his research like 16 seconds before the Danish foreign minister came on.
Well, no, so I did more than that. Actually, I was going to ask him about his favorite comic, Dane Cook, and of course, he loves the star of what's her, Claire Danes.
and don't forget about his pet Great Dane.
That's right. Well, we tried to talk about that.
Always a pleasure. I look forward to having more world leaders on the show.
Did you know that Denmark is known for salty licorice?
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. That's exciting.
Yeah, and Vikings and Legos and furniture. And the statue of
mermaid,
the Little Mermaid.
Right?
Yeah. The Little Mermaid, exactly.
You know what? I think we have beaten it to death. I think we are fine. We have covered everything Danish. Very glad to have you here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Mrs. O'Mara made me laugh. this morning.
Now, this is fairly common. She's a funny lady.
I would classify what I'm going to tell you now as a retail story. A story of retail. A story of retail from Rob's favorite store.
Oh, Cost Company?
I did what I call a paper run. You know, because the paper products had run dry and it was time to...
Well, there's a big snowstorm coming.
Yeah, the snow coming, you're going to need toilet paper.
You know what? Let me get to my retail story after. Rob, we used to have... let me see if I've got it. I think I've got some music that might be appropriate for the storm. That you're getting in Washington, D.C.
Well, the entire East Coast, pretty much. I mean, the northern East Coast is going to get hit.
But nobody, and I think we established that years ago, nobody, and I mean nobody, panics with snow like Washington, D.C. Nobody gets more excited about it. Nobody loves it more.
The snow starts at like midnight or late on Saturday. Today is Thursday. And I had to go by Home Depot. Perhaps we'll discuss it later. And I had a lady that came up to a guy in a panic. And she said, do you have ice melter and snow shovels? And do you have firewood? And it's like it's never snowed here before.
Well, it doesn't snow a lot in the nation's capital and its suburbs.
If this snowstorm does come through, I would think on Monday maybe we should check in with Marty Bass. And see how he's handled
this. Josh is enjoying the characters.
He loves the characters.
I feel like Josh is in his own playground right now.
Yeah.
But Mike, this one's so good. I'd be happy if it was the character or the real Marty Bass.
Yes.
Yeah,
either one would work for me.
All right. So before we get started talking about this, and we will get to my retail story, because I think you're going to get a kick out of it.
I love retail.
Let's get to the actual forecast as it stands right now. For Washington, D.C. I can give it to you because I've got my little weather bug right here. Let me see what we've got. Let me see for D.C., Fort Myers.
Mike, before you get to D.C., the thing that I think is going to be the story to follow is, you know, I lived in Richmond for 4 years. Julia still lives there. About an inch and a half will shut that city down because it's primarily a southern city. They don't get snow. As of this morning, Richmond is expecting 14 inches of snow.
Is Sunday the day it's supposed to hit?
It's going to start overnight, Saturday into Sunday, and extraordinarily hard snow on Sunday, inch to 2 inches an hour.
See what happens when you buy Greenland?
In Herndon, Virginia.
Hey!
This is Sunday, January 25th. Here is your forecast.
Okay.
Now, I don't know who's, you know, telling you this, Rob, or whether you're conjuring yourself here.
No, I have no need to conjure this.
Let me give you
please
your forecast.
I look forward to it.
You might not be happy.
No, I mean, Mike, as you know, I pride myself on my joy.
Freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Precipitation may be heavy at times, highs in the mid-20s. Chance of precipitation near 100%.
That's, Mike, this is what they're playing the game in D.C. now, the rain snow line game, where it's going to turn from snow to freezing rain.
Right.
It just has to be cold. That's what will solve it. And I'm in the western part of the, are you okay? Are you okay, Prime Minister?
Sorry, I set my shot.
So.
Every camera that I have here. Now.
I live a little west of the city, so I'm likely to get a little more than the city. But if it switches to rain or freezing rain or sleet, as they say, it's going to be still a crippling storm. It just won't be as pretty. There's still going to be the same amount of water.
It's not crippling at all. It says on Sunday night, freezing rain, sleet with a chance of snow, lows around 20, chance of precipitation near 100% again. So there's
a... I have a feeling we're going to get slammed.
Channel 9 is saying Leesburg, Virginia, 8 to 12 plus.
I think they're lying.
They all lie. It's just whether they're right or not.
Yeah, that's also the age requirement to move in. Are you sure you're looking at the weather? You have to now be 8 to 12
now,
to move in.
Mike, take a look at Monday, because it looks like it's starting Sunday night and snowing through Monday.
Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s.
Yeah, it's going to be cold all next week, so whatever snow we got is going to stick around. That's another thing that they're beating the drum about. that doesn't get above freezing for the rest of the month.
But it says sunshine. No. So I this business about heavy snow.
Yeah. That is a lie.
But Mike, you got to know they love talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Monday morning, Rob will take his little ruler outside, and my guess is 3 inches.
He's going to total the Passat. I know something's going to happen to that.
Oh, no, the Passat will stay in the driveway.
Okay, all right. You don't have any room to move it into the garage, do you?
No, Mike, I have a professional mixer in my garage right now.
taking up 80% of the garage.
I wish I was lying. I probably could put it in there, except for the mixer.
My first thought was it's one of those KitchenAid. No, he has a professional mixer in there.
Yeah, it is a 25-quart mixer.
Oh, God.
So unbelievable. It'll be fine, Mike, just as Jimmy would say, it'll be fine. But I want everyone to tune in on a Saturday morning because Josh and I have planned for me to go remote out into the snow.
On Saturday? Okay.
Sunday.
No, we're
Monday.
Doing this on
Did
Monday.
I say Saturday?
Monday during the show. Yes.
That's what I meant to say if I did not say it. I'm sorry. I was thinking about the mixer.
I've got weather bug, and I don't know whether that's reliable or not.
Is that like the flu?
Mike, I was going to say, did you spray for it?
Anything? Let's see what it's going to be in Boston.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, your pesty order's on the way.
Sun. You know. All right. Let me go look at
Josh, Chicago.
Yeah, Josh canceled his trip to Chicago.
I canceled my Chicago trip because it's so cold.
Okay, Chicago.
Josh was flying to Chicago. You were going to interview to be the head coach of the Bears, weren't you?
Someone's got to do it.
I know, I know. Good for you.
Bears
and good
aren't
going
to need. Bears don't need a head coach. They didn't fire anybody.
That's what they want you to think.
They're in good shape.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to try to find a pitcher for the Orioles.
Here's the 10-day for. Dismiss that. Shut up. The 10-day for Chicago. Saturday, 50% chance of snow. Sunday, 60%.
Look at that temperature, though. What's the high for Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Friday, the high is -3.
Exactly.
No, the low is -5.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. And the high is -3.
And the high is -3.
And they say the wind chill is -35.
That doesn't say 11 degrees on Saturday and then 19 degrees. It warms up, but it's going to be 5 degrees at night. So it's good. Not, and that's the Windy City, Josh. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yes.
They call it the Windy City.
Yes.
Which is a tremendous,
why is that, Mike?
because of the Danish?
Yes, of course.
Because
and the dogs.
Of the Danes, I should say, not the Danish.
The Dane was the Danish and the pastry.
He's so fat.
you know how
he's getting done show. Oh, my God. What is this? Daniel Thurber, Don is not coming back, weirdos and such. Ick, please stop picking on Rob. I don't know what that means. I'm not quite sure.
And I don't think I've been picked on today.
I don't know. All right, here we go. Scoob says we have snow and negative degrees all winter in northern Wisconsin. Those poor Virginians.
I bet you were loving Virginia in the 1700s when we established this country so you idiot cheeseheads could go live up there. So, yeah, Virginia's pretty good. The state, the home of the president.
I'm going to ban Daniel Thurber 77 because he's not making any sense.
He's a drinker.
I don't know what such chick is. Daniel, you're going to have to excuse.
It's the afternoon show. Everything's in a weird mood, including
everybody.
It's commenters.
Crazy. It's the
they've all had a long work day.
Mike, the panel.
Leave who alone? Who are we leaving alone? What's going on?
I think we're leaving Daniel alone.
Daniel alone? Leave him alone right now.
Josh, you know that with all that cold in Chicago, I'm glad you canceled because there won't be any pickleball in the whole city. Too cold.
He likes pickleball. Now, getting back to the forecast.
That is a lot.
For D.C.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you left the hit in there, Mike.
By the way, you had Channel 9. I've always been an NBC 4 guy myself. Do we have the NBC 4?
Doug Camera?
Is that who it is?
Are all our guys gone? All of them are
Tom Curine is gone. Is he
alive? Oh, you know, Topper's around.
Topper Shutt is?
Yeah.
Is he still with Channel 9?
Yes. The chief meteorologist at Channel 4 now is not Curine. It is Doug Kammerer, who is dreamy. That's his deal.
You mean you're attracted to him?
No, I think everyone is supposed to be attracted to him.
He's an attractive man.
Yeah, he's not.
I think I've seen him, but I don't think he's that attractive.
He's not like a Gordon Barnes or a, like that, but.
Gordon Barnes, now you're going. Now you're going back to when I was a junior in college.
And Mike, we're not talking Bill Kamal.
Wow.
We're not talking Bob
let's
Ryan.
Let's not start on that. We've had a long history of weather people.
We have.
In Washington, D.C.
And also, I believe.
Oh, here we go. We got video.
No, it's not playing. Let's try this.
Okay.
I believe that.
I love this show, by the way. There I am.
Oh, there you are.
I'm over here now.
It refuses to show the.
He's over there.
The NBC4.
Yeah.
Little
damn
weather
it.
Bug.
That's because it's probably proprietary, those bastards.
One of our weathermen is now on mornings on Channel 4, Tony Perkins. So he's doing the pre and during the Today show. So now. Tucker Barnes is the chief meteorologist at Channel 5, and I tend to go with Tucker.
Has Tony worked at every single network in Washington? I think he may have. I think he's been at ABC, CBS, Fox, and now NBC.
And
WDCA,
Channel 20. Well, he's hard to work with.
Yeah, he's prickly.
Yeah, he is. Everyone hates him.
Class 81, all of us. all of us prickly. So we'll
but
see.
But he has.
Happens.
He's worked at every station.
All right. So good luck. Keep us posted.
I shall.
You know, tomorrow, you know, we've got a.
Oh,
I was able to get that up from Channel 4.
All right. That's Channel 4.
That's
snow
their little
chance,
map.
Snow chance, ice. Well, right there. Right
I
there.
Know.
What are they saying? Snow chance, ice?
No, snow chance of ice. Around 10 inches.
I don't see of, Rob. Well, I see
maybe it's like Twitter, or as we call it now, X, where they have a limited number of characters.
Oh, there you
no,
go.
No, they were struggling because they needed to figure out. They've got one that says all snow, one that says snow and ice, and they couldn't figure out how to say snow, maybe ice.
Here's the problem. Poor Rob. Look at Rob. See Leesburg right
the
there?
Line.
It's right on the line.
Exactly.
Right on the line between, 12 inches of snow, and then snow and ice around 6 inches. So you're going to get a lot
something.
Of snow.
Of, if, even if it's just a foot, that's plenty.
By
that's
the way,
plenty.
Qualification here. Caveat. You are being told you're going to get some snow.
Exactly.
That's what you're being told.
Yes.
I mean, and you know what? It's on the weekend, which is nice, so we don't have to dig anyone out. It's Loudoun County. They're going to panic. The kid.
Nice when I lived there. It was nice to get a weekend storm. But for me... Yeah. It was always my wife and her mom coming over and the wine bottles coming out. And then I was sent out into the snow and I eventually, acquired a snowblower.
Which began a 4-year snow drought.
Right.
In the Washington, D.C. area.
Then the year before I left, the year before I moved to Florida, we got whopped. And it was fantastic. I loved
it. You helped Richard, your neighbor, and everybody. Well, now, the one thing
snowblower is fun.
It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing that's kind of weird is that, you know, up to like even like a couple, 3 weeks ago, everyone online was talking about how it's 2016 again and they were putting up old pictures and old posts from 2016. It was exactly 10 years ago this week that in 2016 we had our last major snowstorm in D.C. That's
that
weird.
Is a lie.
I am making everything up today. Everything is a lie today.
Well, like
Mike, I've lost 40 pounds.
That is a lie.
The professional mixer will move itself up to the main level of my home, and I will put three cars in my garage.
There you go.
That is a lie.
All right, can I tell my retail story now?
I wish you would, because, you know, this is everything I love in a story.
This, to me, is, I laughed out loud with the comment that Carla had for me this morning. Once I told her how this whole thing was going to end, she said, I think you had a manic episode.
Oh, my God. Right. Really?
I am sent to the box store yesterday with the instructions to acquire paper towels.
Right.
Toilet tissue. Kleenex. And Clorox wipes. As well as there was one other
thing. She's just tired of you in the bedroom.
You're just emptying out that aisle.
Just absolutely now, getting all the cleaning supplies.
I have a question. That is a very, very normal order, I think, for most people going to Cause Company.
Yes.
Would you buy Kirkland towels, Kirkland toilet tissue, but brand name Kleenex? Is that your distribution on that?
All Kirkland.
Really? Even the Kleenex?
Even the Kleenex. Okay. I don't use Kleenex. I just pick.
I use my sleeve.
I just pick.
Yeah, I learned that from Rasmussen.
He's so fat.
How fat is he?
He sits around the White House. Sits around the White House.
CB interference, John.
I don't know what happened, but here it is. Carla's been opening her new store, working her ass off.
Yes.
And because now the rules have changed, where in her old location, she kind of came and went as she pleased. Now her mom's there. They do walk-in business, and she has to be
Christopher Walken?
I don't understand. How about a dermaplane? You want a dermaplane? All right. Yes. Microneedling. You need some microneedling. So she has to be there, and she's not around. And then she comes home. She's tired. We watch a little TV. It's just we're transitioning into a Mike is more of a Mr. Mom. Carla is more of a go slay the dragon.
Right.
And that's fine because this is what she's wanted to do. She wanted this new location. She's excited about it. Got a beautiful place with a beautiful
new sign. Does Michael have a new role?
Michael's just in school, and I pretty much do pick up and drop off most days, except for Fridays and Tuesdays. So
sometimes Wednesdays, every other Thursday.
What's that?
The house husband.
I have modified my favorite sports schedule.
Have you?
I have. I don't do as much as I used to. Used to be a 4-dayer. Now I'm a 3-dayer, maybe a 2-dayer.
You should mention to Carla, if you get the simulator, you could cut it even more.
Oh, he sells these. Do you know that company he works for now?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that simulator? Did he show you that simulator?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. God, rich people.
I know, right? Don't you hate them?
I hate them.
It's so
really
big,
do.
The rich people build a house for the simulator.
Yeah, special room for
here in Florida, it's normally a shed back in the backyard.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So I'm walking around, I'm like, going out now is not what it used to be, because I go out now and with the combination of factors with inflation and being on, you know, my little fixed income plus
and
this podcast.
You're not getting any younger.
And I'm not getting it. We watch our pennies. We want to make our retirement, semi-retirement, last as long as possible. So we don't go out because it's a ripoff. We all agree it's a ripoff.
That's
and
true.
You go out now to a crap restaurant. You're going to spend $80 to $150 for a crap.
I will have the crap appetizer and the crap souffle.
It's not fair. So I don't know what happened to me, especially since I'm trying to not spend money.
Right.
I go down the aisle where there are the appliances. In my Costco, you go in the door and it's on the right. You got
your Ninja, your Roombas, your Sharks, there's
always a juicer. There's always a blender. There's always a food processor. And it sounds like you've got a mirror image Costco because ours is to the left.
There is a particular item that I have had my eyes on for quite some time, even before it was a consumer grade product.
Was it the personal massager?
No.
No?
No, it's got to be the little smoothie drink maker thing.
It was the slushy maker. Slushy maker, which, by the way, even at the Costco for quite some time has been over $300, about $325.
I see it. I watch it.
And that $300 mark is my, you know, that's ridiculous. And then I see they've marked it down after the holidays to $299. And suddenly, this is when the manic episode kicked in.
And you're by yourself?
I'm by myself.
How crowded is the store?
And I have time.
That's danger. That's danger.
We
danger.
Taped at our regular time yesterday, right? Did we tape at our regular time yesterday?
And who knows?
yes, we did. So you saw this early on going in the store.
So I'm walking in, I'm looking at this thing, and it's kind of calling to me.
How many times did you walk past it?
Twice.
Before stopping.
Mike.
I walked to the end of the aisle, and then I said,
frozen drinks for Mike.
We've all done it.
The whole time, I'm saying to myself, this is going to get me in trouble. I'm going to get yelled at. I'm going to get in trouble. But I didn't
care. Weighing the pros and cons. I love this. This is so much like me, something I would do.
Was there any thought of, you know, it'd be great for the new shop, the customers, to be able to serve them?
No. Never.
He's too selfish for that.
No, God, no.
They can have a Keurig. A Keurig is fine for the shop.
I'm thinking of my kid. that it would be fine because he likes, what kid doesn't like Slurpees, slushies, smoothies, all that crap.
Hey,
right?
What grown up doesn't like them?
Yeah, I mean they're fun, and I decide in short order. I'm like, we don't have enough fun in our world. We don't have enough. This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun for Michael.
Oh, you are really, really building an argument even before you pull the trigger.
But I'm believing that this is the truth.
I cleaned out the garage. We've got some room.
I am really thinking this is something because we don't go to Iguanaria anymore because we drop this much money now every time, even at crappy little Tex-Mex restaurants.
Well, it's not a crappy restaurant. It's a great restaurant, but it's still costly.
But I'm saying that even the restaurants that aren't fancy.
Yeah, an Applebee's, a Bennigan's, anything like that is garbage.
Even though their drinks are reasonable, which they are, the food.
If you can keep it to four.
And I decide that I'm going to get it. And I heft this big, heavy appliance
into the
Ninja Slushy.
I believe, Josh, if we
can get a picture of it, it's a lovely appliance.
I think really the Ninja is a very well-regarded appliance manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you will be happy with this if they put the Ninja name on it.
Well, they've got everything. They got coffee makers. They've got blenders. They've got, embalming fluid. They've got everything. They
Mortician's
sell everything.
Wax. Do you have a blender handy at your house at all times?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have
we might have a Ninja. We might have a Ninja blender.
I don't like the Ninja blender because I want a glass carafe. I'm particular about that. I don't think.
Well,
the
then why don't you go back to your favorite time, 1953?
I did.
And get your glass carafe.
It's a modern blender with a glass carafe. You pay for quality.
All right, I'm not going to let you say what it is because that's how I'm disciplining you today. All right, what is the brand name? Go ahead, lay it on us. No, you just got to get your. What's the manufacturer?
It's a Waring.
A Waring.
I thought you'd like it because your father was tipped by Fred Waring,
yes,
who
he
helped
was.
Establish
Great
the company.
Great memory. You're absolutely right. There it is. Look at that.
That's actually a picture of Mike's counter right now.
Frats, smoothies, a flight of margaritas.
And a milkshake that you'd kill your own mother for. Yeah,
I mean, they had to have four of those side by side to make all those.
So I buy it. And I'm excited. I'm excited immediately and I should mention that I go buy, what do I buy? For Michael, because Michael likes mango, I buy a big half-gallon jug of mango nectar because he likes mango smoothies.
Don't be sucked in, Mike, by Big Mango. They've been working real hard the last 2 years.
Mango, no, but I see what you're doing. Yes. You're grabbing the mango because you can say, I got it for Michael.
Well, I'm doing that because I'm really, Michael's the first one's going to see it. I got it in my mind already that it's going to be smoothies for Michael and then a margarita. Thank you very much for
Terry
for smoothies. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate that. Thank you. $20 super check. God bless you.
Yeah. You got to make Michael's first.
Michael's first. And then Mama comes home and she walks through the door after slaying the dragon. And I present her in a margarita, in a plastic pool safe margarita glass with a beautiful frozen margarita. That's what I'm playing in my head the whole time.
It works every time.
So I get it. I get my son home, and I'm making a big deal. I'm making it like it's Christmas.
Yeah.
And I pick Michael up, and I'm like, I've got. Why are you giggling? I mean, it's fun for him, right? I would think
it is.
Right?
But I'm just Mike. I've known you a long time, and it's sometimes hard not to read ahead and predict what's coming. That's all.
I get him in the car and I'm doing this thing and I said, I've got a surprise at home. And before I can say it's not an e-bike, he says, is it what's the brand, Josh, that they all want? The $1,000.
It's a
Waring e-bike. I said, no, it's not an e-bike. Doesn't have anything to do with baseball. Doesn't have anything to do with fishing. I'll give you five questions, and he finally guesses. Does it make a smoothie? I said, yeah, it's a slushy maker, and I get a giggle. I hear a giggle, a perceptible giggle from the back, which indicates it is a win. It is a W, right?
Mike, is it a win or is it a giggle of Dad's going to be in trouble?
No, it's a. Okay. I don't think he's that sophisticated to identify. What I'm going to go through. You were going to say something.
Yeah, I don't often cite the commenters, and I like to call them now our panel, the panel of listeners. York Rat wants to know, does this turn your entire house into an antenna?
Robin... Robin Yorkrat, you know, and by the way, Yorkrat, you should probably send a super chat along if you're going to bust my balls on this show. I should say that, yes, I have been a rube for consumerism most of my adult life.
The antenna might be the worst. The Dave Dornbush Jetstream oven. Food Saver was good, but Dave Dornbush and the Jetstream oven.
I think the items at Costco.
Food Saver, yes.
Costco is pretty safe.
Is it a tanning bed?
It is
These
not
people
a tanning
go
bed.
Way too far back with me. Anyway, getting back to it. Get it home. I am surprised at the simplicity of unboxing and having it ready to go. It's a little dishwashing soap and some cleaning for the stuff that's been packaged. Put it together, no time at all. I bought.
So no essential assembly, really. You
really
just put the part
little.
In. Okay.
Very little. Just throw it together. And immediately, I didn't put the mango nectar, and I put the organic strawberry lemonade in it.
That is
for
a
Michael.
Strong product at Costco.
And
he
loved it. And I had one,
It froze
too,
up okay? With the, because you got up. Two different textures
it
going on there.
It froze up perfectly.
That's so and cool.
So you don't add anything else to this?
No.
Just the liquid?
No. If it has the right amount of sugar content, then it's going to create
can,
a nice little
You
slushy.
Could probably do anything like milk.
Well, you'd have to add sugar.
Maalox.
For the milk.
Yeah, Maalox would be good. Yeah. I'm also Butter. Thinking sauerkraut juice.
Mm-hmm. I ran Vinegar. Out and bought a Coke Slurpee today.
Oh,
for Kelly.
Like it.
Oh. I'm thinking maybe there's I should have gone to Costco.
You can't do Diet Coke, though. You can't. Yeah, you have to add sugar
well, good.
To put
it tastes
Diet
bad.
Coke into it. It would, I mean.
Yeah,
well,
Diet
I mean,
Coke is bad for you, Mike.
It, well, so is regular Coke.
No,
so,
no, not really.
Yes, yes. It, well, no, and now I'm not going to go back to the lie. Let me let me wrap this up.
I told you I'd lie a lot today.
Right. I get the thing cleaned up. And do it. It's kind of an educational process for me on how you break it down and clean it. Easy peasy.
Dishwasher and then, safe?
Dishwasher safe, 100%.
That's
I
great.
Go into the freezer to see if we have one last margarita from concentrate mix in
now, is
the
this
freezer.
The walk-in freezer?
Yeah, this is the 30x40 walk-in. That I have on, in my sub basement.
I remember.
We have one.
That's where you keep the kegs.
I mix three cans of the water with the one can of the concentrate. Should have probably been 2-1.
I would think
then
so.
And then I add the tequila and a little triple sec and let
I
it do
I love that
its
you
thing.
Did the triple sec. How much tequila for, like, in can version, was there one can
of tequila?
Can of tequila,
yeah.
See, I would think
strong.
That your magic ingredient mixture, I think, would be two cans of water, one can of concentrate, one can of tequila, and a splash of triple sec.
About a half a can of triple sec.
Mike, I don't drink anymore, but I know all the words.
You got
and,
it right. I
think
that would have been better.
Right. Yeah.
I put three cans of water, probably watered it down a little bit, not as good. But at this point, it's in, it's ready to go. I'm tired because it's the end of the day. It's about 5:30 at this point, and the thing's
and
going,
yeah, yeah, you had to carry that thing all the way in.
My excitement is starting to wane because I'm getting a little fatigued, and then.
How loud is it when it runs?
Very, very whisper quiet, you know. It maybe makes a little nya nya when it's starting to freeze, you know, because it's working a little harder to get the.
Sound like this.
It's. Makes a little nya nya because the agitator,
agitator,
is going, and then I get the call. Hi, I'll be home at 6:30. I'm at Burn because she's got to work out, and I'm like, my shoulders slump. I sit down. I'm like, okay,
what's Burn?
Burn's a fitness center.
Oh, okay. Obviously, I wouldn't know
because
that.
She's going to bust ass working all day, and then she's going to go work out. She's
Has
a worker
be,
bee.
She's got to be pretty for her man.
She is a worker bee. She is. Yeah. I can't lie about that. And finally, she gets home, and she sees my level of excitement.
Yes.
And I've had about 1.5 by the time she gets home. So
no wonder
I'm
you're
really,
fatigued.
I'm really buzzed.
Right.
I'm really bad. And she is, there's no blowback. There's no, it's a smile. It's, that's sweet. That's wonderful. Did Michael like his blah, blah. She's just saying, we go out onto the patio with our margaritas and I have one more and I'm blasted.
Sure.
For me, for not blasted like stumbling, falling down. Just really buzzed where when I go to bed at our regular early hour, I go fast asleep. I wake up in the morning. I look at my empty margarita glass.
Oh, it's on your nightstand?
It's on the table next to the couch.
Okay, and so you didn't go to bed with a margarita.
No.
Okay.
And I look over at her side of the couch and I see her one margarita with maybe a tenth of an inch gone. And I realize she didn't even drink it.
Oh.
And suddenly reality hits me how much are we going to use this thing?
Yeah.
I box it up. As soon as Costco opens, I take it back.
Any questions asked at Costco? They're usually pretty good about returns.
Didn't even look in the effing box.
That's great. Did you wash it or did you return it sticky?
I washed it and I repackaged it, which is good for you. Everybody good for should you. Do.
You're exactly right.
And I was a good customer that way. And I even took the slushy cups and the plastic straws that they included with it. And I put them back in too, because we'd had slushies in those.
Did you put anything else in the box?
Yes, they'll human find excrement. A little Mike O'Mara gift to big box store.
Well, what'll happen is you'll get a call from Costco and say, thank you for your return, and we're not seeing any signs of colon cancer.
No, it means just wait and go back tomorrow, and it'll have an open box version for $200.
Yeah, know they don't do that at Costco.
It's too big. It's not going to be used. It went big. When I noticed, I said, she's not going to drink these. I'm not going to drink these. We're not going to use it.
You could, when you entertain.
There you go. And there it is.
And that's what I was thinking. Yes.
Jesus. I'm an idiot. I'm a total idiot. But
now, if you had kept it, let's put you in the mindset of yesterday. Happy, I just got a margarita machine mic, and stop the music for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have kept it on like all the time, like the frosty dispensers at a convenience store?
Ready to go?
No. Yeah. No. You can just say, well, look what we have here ready to go.
Now we'll go up to the Mia if we want something. You know, that's it. That's what we'll do.
And they still offer them in the drive-thru, right?
Yeah. It's just, it falls in it's clunky. It's big.
Yeah.
It requires a lot of cleanup every time you use it. And I reality hit. The manic episode was concluded.
Mike, what happened is realizing you had a problem is the first step to being cured.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Do you need a mixer?
No. I'm going, that was your manic episode that you
exactly.
Had. Yeah. I know that. I get jokes. Hey, nausea, shut up.
Yeah, nausea.
I'm in control now with Relief Band. Absolutely. It is the original anti-nausea wristband, clinically proven, drug-free, and doctor-recommended. It stops nausea from motion sickness, migraines, anxiety, hangovers, morning sickness, chemo, and more. Just strap it on, adjust the intensity, and feel relief kick in fast with zero side effects. I love this product.
It's great.
New Premier Plus Relief Band model goes even further with smart skin sensing technology, a built-in digital clock, and next-level nausea control. It sounds too good to be true, but trust me, it works. I have it. I use it. I used it when I went out fishing with I'm still wound up.
What happens, Mike, is a lot of people, it's not in the copy, but Relief Band stops manic episodes.
Relief Band isn't magic, it's science. Hospital developed, doctor backed, life changing, and it keeps me looking great.
It does.
So if you want to cure your nausea problem fast, join the hundreds of thousands of people who are nausea free with Relief Band. Right now, there's an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara Show listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TLMS, you will receive 20% off plus free shipping. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping. We thank you in advance. So hit it. No, I don't want an explosion.
No.
I didn't ask
We don't use
for
explosions
that.
During tidbits. Josh, this is a segment that we're debuting today, and it's called Washington Blizzard Tidbits.
Yes, 20 and inches of snow.
All of this will come in handy over the next few days.
If being more carefree is on your to-do list for 2026,
la, la, la.
You're far from alone. Google says searches for the word whimsy are at an all-time high. Year of whimsy. Whimsy goals and how to add more whimsy to your life. I suppose I should pronounce it whimsy.
Yeah, I searched yesterday, how can I have anal whimsy? It's just the best for this year.
The definition is behavior that is unusual, playful, and unpredictable, rather than having any serious reason or purpose behind it, like the manic episode of buying the slushy machine.
Yeah, but you see, that was not whimsical. That was ill-advised.
Probably right. Yeah. Videos about being
Mike, you all got a free drink out of it, and then you got it back. It's like a rental. True. Yeah.
Okay.
But the next time it with a party.
I should.
So you get more use out of it.
Videos about being more whimsical are all over social media. I haven't seen any. A writer for the Huffington Post said whimsy is already a clear front runner for word of the year.
Oh, God, I hope something can beat it.
We started the show with some whimsy.
Whimsy, yes. It was whimsical. Influencers are using it hand in hand with having a more analog lifestyle. So less time online and more time doing stuff in real life. One influencer who's embracing whimsy said it's similar to dilly-dallying. Oh, F you.
What the? And, I don't like to swear on this show, and that really almost made me do that. Yeah. It's just, that's horrible.
So basically doing things that are fun, interesting, and new. Just because we're not good enough to ourselves in childland America. We're not.
You know what? America has found a way to make itself worse. We're in the worst time in the history of this nation, in year 250. We're in the worst time. So and what are you going to do fix it? You're going to make things whimsical.
Fill it with whimsy while the planet's melting.
Try
down.
Harder.
Absolutely. Before you left the house this morning, did you burp it?
I did not.
The term house burping is also trending. It is something you've probably done before. Rob did it probably twice during the show already today.
I have, yes.
It just didn't have a fun name yet. It's when you open your doors and windows. Well, you can't do that now with a winter storm coming.
Mike, our burp would be much too cold.
You let the stale air out, fresh air in. We do that down here when we get the perfect temperature. House burping is a little more intentional, though, and something you do regularly, even in winter. Well, they say you should do it in winter. Open the windows and burp your house.
No, I will occasionally burp the house. We don't have an exhaust fan in our kitchen because we got a different stove and it didn't allow for it. And we've been okay. I mean, we don't burn stuff, so we're okay. But occasionally, if you want to clear it out, we have two windows we open, one in the front of the house, one in the back, and it causes a nice, it's not really a burp, really, though. It's just a little cross ventilation.
Have you been able to live without your regular Wednesday meal?
Which is what? I forget.
Smoked trout. Germans have had a term for it for a while. In Germany, burping the house is called luften. Luften, or airing out in order to ventilate.
Like the Luftwaffe.
Airing out sounds way better than a house burp.
It really does.
Russell Crowe in Goering.
Do you have that super chat sound effect?
Oh, I do.
Because on the TMOS store, we got a $25 donation from Dirk.
Thank you, Dirk.
Help with the ninja.
Thank you very much.
Or something else.
Well, no need anymore. It's gone. Appreciate that, Dirk.
Mike, it wasn't like the gas to get to Costco was free.
No, that's true. Yeah, a lot of drive. But I did pick up some shrimp. The annual Goop Valentine's Day gift guide is here.
You make a shrimp smoothie?
No, I just had the cocktail. You know, the kind they have in the back of the store next to the rotisserie chicken.
You can't beat it. You can't beat it.
The annual Goop, that's Gwyneth Paltrow's company. Gross. Their Valentine's Day gift guide is here, and as usual, it includes a wide variety of vibrators, including one you wear around your neck. It's called the Vesper Mini.
I have audio of it, Mike. It's not video, but here's the Vesper Mini. It takes a while to get going.
Well, hold on. That's not the Mini. That's the full size.
Mm. No, this is the Mini.
Filled with whimsy.
Here we go.
There. Try that. It's 2.75 inches long, has variable speeds, and it's waterproof. And if you feel like taking things to the next level,
you
can kick it into turbo mode.
Oh, dear.
The price for the pleasure in this case is a reasonable $165. We have a picture of
it.
Oh, my.
It's a nice little pendant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I used to have
something like that to carry my nitro pills in.
Just one thing. It's for external use only. It's not meant to be inserted.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Anything.
And I'm sure everyone's going to obey that.
For his and hers action, there's also something called the hug. It wraps around him, but it stimulates both of you at the same time for just $79. Oh, horny Gwyneth.
Yeah.
There we go. Ladies, if you really want him to have a Valentine's Day he'll never forget, you can throw down $10,000 to design your own lingerie. That price gets you a session with an actual designer, and together you come up with your own three-piece collection. Boy, that's generous, isn't it?
It really is.
Lingerie's lingerie. I mean, come on, it's lace and see-through and all that.
You know what?
Crap.
You don't always need it.
You don't. It's just like you don't need a slushy machine.
Exactly.
William Shatner, we got duped. He went viral the other day for eating cereal behind the wheel. It was a promotion for a Super Bowl ad. That's what it was.
We all got taken.
We all did.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a rube. I should have called that. Yep, I really should have.
You're usually on it. He took a few publicity photos at different locations, including behind the wheel. Shatner says the actual commercial will be him inside a spaceship.
On a spaceship? Yes.
God bless him. He's in his 90s.
I know.
Here are a few other Super Bowl commercials that we can expect to see.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, there you go.
Because we're in that weird time now where they're previewing what we have to see. And that's no good.
The commercials for the commercials.
Yeah. Post Malone, Shane goes, ha ha!
I enjoy the rapper As Soon As Possible, Rocky.
Yeah, fun. Fun.
He's good.
Have you ever been delayed while waiting for a plane to go through the de-icing? I think we've all probably lived with that. It's no fun. It probably wasn't as bad as this. A Delta Airlines plane had to return to the gate on Sunday after de-icing fluids leaked through the exterior of the plane and soaked one passenger inside.
Oh, no.
And it was at our favorite airport, LaGuardia.
That's a great one.
In New York, the passenger told the flight crew that the plane was leaking, and the pilot asked to go back to the gate. He told air traffic the passenger was okay, but they might need a new pair of pants. Delta, hi Joel. Delta says the de-icing fluids are non-hazardous and the fluid leaks are very rare. They went back to the gate and swapped the plane out. They had to get a new plane so that maintenance could double check that there wasn't a problem with the fuselage. The flight took off later that day with a different plane. 3 hours late, the soaked passenger did leave with that plane. It's unclear if they got new pants, but the good news is the passenger who got soaked will never be cold again.
That's excellent. I think the only thing like that for me is, I think I was flying to Iowa. We had a flight attendant who was leaking. So
yes.
Had to remove her.
That was kind of fun, though.
Well, a little bit, yeah.
And finally today, the authorities in upstate New York are currently searching for a man who skipped a court appearance earlier this week.
They looked
at the tracking data from his GPS ankle monitor and realized he'd apparently cut it off and affixed it to a dog. The fugitive's name, Lamont Holmes, and he was supposed to be in court for a hearing on weapons charges. It sounds like the dog is fine. It's unclear if the dog belongs to Lamont or someone else. They also haven't said if Lamont will be facing additional charges. He's already looking at up to 15 years behind bars, but they haven't caught him yet. All I know is whether they catch him or not, he must have really small ankles. That's the dumbest kicker I've had in 2 months.
I'd like to pass a message to Lamont. Lamont, really? You big dummy.
Hey, that's from Sanford and Son.
It was, yes. Thank you, Mike.
What a wonderful old television show starring Red Fox, a very dirty
Your favorite.
Comedian.
Your favorite.
Look, I know a lot of you folks think that the principals on this show are nuts. Well, yes, they acting crazy now, ain't they? But you ain't seen crazy until you see our store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our prices are insane. Almost all the TMOS merch has been marked down. We slashed our prices to make sure we have room for our new 2026 merch items. With new designs, you can be the first to grab a nice beaver t-shirt. And with Valentine's Day coming up, you need an I Love Mike t-shirt or an I Love Josh or an I Love Rob. Price to sell at 20 bones. Let's see who you all love the most.
Yes,
we're gonna
love
count.
Us.
We're going to count them. Plus, hats, coins, auto accessories, towels, vibrators, sweatshirts, Dermglow products.
Jewelry, Mike. There's jewelry now.
Charlie's Choice Coffee. Let's not forget that. We're still aligned with them. The Rooster Brothers Brewing Company. Is that what it is? Is it Rooster Brothers?
Screaming Peacock?
Screaming Peacock. That's what it is.
Yeah, Rooster Brothers. That's right.
Your purchase is guaranteed to be delightful, and it supports us, America's most beloved podcast. Hurry up. and help to show you love. I didn't mean to sound that harsh.
That's all right.
Just click store at MikeOMaraShow.com, the source for all things TMOS, official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And by the way, don't be fooled. Just because the I Heart Josh shirt is listed first, you should still buy a Mike shirt. Or if you're undecided, buy all three. They make a great set. That's
they
what they
do.
Say about this show. They've got a great set.
Hey, Mike, nice set.
Nice, really nice set. All right. The worst home repair. Rob Spiewak is in the middle of it, and I think you wanted to cover that on the show today.
You know, we had a late start today, so I had a chance to get some things done this morning. I've got a car now. I can go do things. And is there anything worse? We're all three homeowners. Is there anything worse than trying to fix something that's under the kitchen sink?
It's the worst.
No, it's the worst.
Yeah, you have especially to pull when you've let yourself totally go, like you and I have. You know?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But no matter what, it's hard to get to under there.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, because talk about it, I mean, I'm thinking back to my 30s and 40s. Yeah, I was fatter than I am now, but it was still pain in the ass to get down there. I put in a dishwasher
that had to run the drain pipe
through to underneath the sink. It was a cluster F. Yeah,
what you've got is you've got two doors that are ground level, and there's a divider between them, so you don't have a clean way to get in. You have two halfways to get in, and then there's all the cleaning junk that I pulled out what looked like a Smithsonian exhibition on the history of cleaning goods because everything that Carrie's ever bought has been discarded and put back there. So I had to take all that out. We've got a big dishwasher, garbage disposal unit. Yeah, go ahead.
Bartender's friend?
I think we have it. Yes, I think
Comet.
We do. Comet? No. No Comet.
Fantastic or what's the other one that they have? Remember Fantastic?
Fantastic.
Remember?
Great. I do.
Remember that cleaning stuff?
It's not
fantastic.
Just clean. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic. All right, go ahead.
So got all that garbage down there and the huge garbage disposal hanging there. And behind the garbage disposal in a mix of bent up and, you know, bendable pipes and hoses is the connector for this guy. The squirter. It's called a side sprayer on a sink. It is simply a little squirt gun that comes out of the top.
I don't like it being called a squirter.
Well, you know, it's a sprayer that you can use to rinse.
I would say that means, do you have a dated sink? Because those are really not as common. Now you've got a lot of the faucets that have that.
Have them built in.
They're built in.
Yeah. I don't know how. I mean, the house is 20 years old. It's a nice.
Is it the
happy
original
with
sink?
The sink was here before the house. Amazingly, they built the house around the sink.
So it's been there since
20 years is the right time frame for a squirter.
Yeah. Thank you for the squirter. And that's a category, by the way, what I just showed you.
2006 was a long time ago.
I know.
It makes me feel weird. That really does.
Mike, what I showed you there was the new squirter. This is the one that I had to take out, which means I had to turn the water off in the house.
I think I saw that for sale on the Goop website.
Yeah, this is called the Mini.
You had to turn off the house water? You don't have a little nozzle under the sink to turn it off?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, there's a
but I thought it would be more effective to just kill the main, because you know what? That valve does not involve climbing under there and turning. So this was actually an easier thing to do and a little more gung-ho, I thought. And so I said,
hold on. If you were down there, though, I wasn't
down there yet.
Oh, you weren't down there.
No.
So you decided you're going to shut the main off. When you shut the main off, the main water valve to your home, did you do that with the thought that now I won't have to get underneath and screw with the thing that's underneath?
No, it's just when I came back from the hardware store, water will spill in a moment. But the leak in the squirter, Mike, it's up here in the hose. The hose has cracked. I think you can actually see that there, the way it does.
Okay. It had parts. A great run.
It really did. 20 years. Yeah. And I realized it was broken because I went to turn on the sink this morning, and I said, why am I getting water in my face? And it was actually a pinhole leak just perfectly aimed at me. Right. I said, well, this sucks.
Right.
But when you turn the faucet off, eventually you lose the pressure to the squirter, the side sprayer, so it stops squirting. So
it's called the side sprayer.
Side sprayer.
That's cool. I like that.
So I shut up. I went out and I said, you know what? This can't be hard. And I looked under there and I saw what looked to be like just a universal quick connect joint. There was no threaded anything. There was no bolt. It was just something that
would
be
pulled up. Was it a Spike Lee joint?
It was a Spike Lee joint.
It's one of those, like, aren't those attached by, like, a compression ring?
Yeah, and you just, I mean, it is. It's like a garden hose with a little rubber gasket, and you chunk. So I went to Home Depot, where everyone cares.
Why do you go there? Why don't you go to the other one?
Because, you know what? I thought this would be easier.
Right? It's closer.
But not much closer. I just went.
Much better outfit.
Trust me. Well, I like it's a great outfit, and I'll be going there as soon as we turn these mics off today.
Oh, yeah.
If that gives you a hint to how today went.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I get it.
So I come home, and I think I've got what I needed because I talked to this guy that looked like, and I applaud him for beating homelessness and taking a job at Home Depot.
You won't get any older, and you won't ever die.
He's got the dirtiest little Home Depot apron you've ever seen in your life. And I said, and I thought that I was pretty smart. I thought this.
Not for doing any work or anything. It's lunch.
Right. Oh, God. It is lunch. That's a problem. Those but
hot
I took
dogs
a picture.
They sell out front.
I took a picture. Too cold for that today. Yeah. Everyone was buying snowblowers today.
Oh, of course they were.
Because it's Loudoun County. So I took an actual photograph of the Spike Lee joint. And I looked at it, and I looked at the nozzle, and I looked at it, and I said, I think this is right. And I went to the guy that is, you know, just out of the
you
cold.
You think what is right?
The connector, because it's, you know,
so
I examined
you took a picture
the connector.
Under the sink, and now you're at Home Depot trying to find something
to
that
match
matches.
It. Exactly.
And then if you don't get the right one or you're not sure, you're going to show it to a dude to help you with the...
Well, I was going to do that regardless. It took a long time to find him. Okay. And I showed it to him, and I said, I need to know if this will work. I think my faucet is a Moen, but I don't know. Is it a universal connector, or do I need to be worried? And he looked at it, and he looked at my phone, and I was actually pretty impressed. He was a little forward. He reached over and enlarged the picture.
Yeah.
And he looked at it, and he said...
And then he touched your thigh.
And then he warmly touched my inner thigh.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, that ought to work. I said, well, do you think it's the right connector? He says, well, it's got to work. And I said, well, what? Okay, it's going to work. He says, and if it doesn't, just bring it back. And I'm like,
what
no.
did he say it's got to work for?
That's what I don't get. He told me that, A, it was going to work. And then he said, and by if he means when. When it doesn't work, just bring it back for a refund.
So you have the new side sprayer.
Yes, this one.
You got that at the Home Depot also?
I did.
And you're trying to find the hardware to connect it to your water.
Right. So I get back home and I crawl under the sink, which is just a joy to watch. I mean, you really should see this happening because I feel like I have to take my shoulder out of its socket to get under there. And I've got my vice grips because I can't pull it by myself because it's 20 years old. It's pretty much fused shut. So I put the vice grips on it. And I pull it down, and it comes off cleanly, which is nice. And this is what the nozzle looks like that I'm trying to, replace. That's the old one. And
it's a little gribblies in that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it looks like 20 years of unpurified water. So then I get up, and I'm going to pull the hose out through the top, and it's stuck. And I'm like, damn it, now what? And I... And it won't
come
out.
So you're going to pull the hose up. It's already been disconnected from the water source.
And
you've got to wait, right? There's a weight there that yanks it down.
No, what the problem was is I had left the vice grips on it, and I was trying to pull the vice grips up through the sink.
That's an O'Mara move right there. That's an O'Mara handyman move.
It was so stupid. And so I finally get it all done, and I go in sideways, and I put the piece A, Mike, the male part to the female part.
Yeah, baby.
And it ain't going at all. And I say, okay, well, they've
now,
got different...
Now, when you say it ain't going, see, you talk in such...
It's something too big.
He's this way, by the way, with our equipment, too. You'll talk in these... But what do you mean it ain't going? Is it
it's
not
too big.
Screwing in?
It's too big. It is too big. It looked like it, in theory, it should work because it is just a straight, fast connect with a washer, a soft rubber washer, but it's too big. And I say, it's got to work. The guy said it's got to work. So I get under there again, and it can't be made to work. And then I say, you know what?
This is what Rob says to himself when he comes out from under the sink.
Well, that was pleasant. Nice of him to stop by, don't you think?
It's so bad. And I said, maybe the old washer is in there. So I come out, and I get a screwdriver and go back under there, and I try to scrape out anything that's in the pipe. Nothing in there. I said, maybe. Ah, got it. I get some olive oil, and I put some olive oil on the joint to lube it up. and it still won't go in because, Mike, it's too big.
Okay.
And at this point, I've got a filthy T-shirt because of all the stupid gribblies that are under there anyway.
And
water
is
splashing. And the olive oil. I smell great. Look horrible.
Come on, tell the truth. That's just the T-shirt you wear every morning.
And evening.
So, I am home.
Right? Where would I be?
I'm the dude.
I'm the dude. So I get, and I'm just, I mean, I'm essentially now sitting on my kitchen floor with my knees up because I'm frustrated. And I look at the clock.
Sexy.
It's 2:50. And I'm like, oh God, we're recording at like 3. So I just leave everything there. So now in my kitchen, if you were to go up there.
By the way, that's his attitude with every show, too.
Well,
oh, God, I got a tape at 3.
No, no, I'm just saying I ran out of time.
I'm
glad to do it. Mm-hmm. But everything is spread on.
Water still waterless? Turned off?
Absolutely. For if I were to turn it on, water would go like a jet out of this this coupling. So
you make sure you don't go big pot.
I told Carrie and I told Robert, I said, I'm trying to fix something so the water's off. I think Carrie's so excited that I took the initiative. She put a heart emoji on it.
Oh, that's
not that
sweet.
It's fixed, that I was trying to fix it.
Okay.
So as soon as we
that
wind up.
That guy should have been able to tell you exactly what you needed.
I know, especially with a full color photograph.
Went to the wrong box store.
Yeah, well, Mike, you know, color. Fool me once, shame on me.
Fool me twice, shame on you.
I'll go to Lowe's.
Home Depot's for contractors. Ace
is
or
it?
Lowe's for other people.
Yep,
that's how
well,
I
Ace
see
is the Ace is the place with the help for hardware folks. So maybe I'll go there. Yeah. But it'll be be Lowe's.
Better than both.
Yeah.
If you want a guy to really help you, go to the. You have an Ace close by?
Yeah.
No, we don't. We don't.
Oh, bummer.
Okay. Ace is where
it was burned
works.
Down. They actually, Mike, it was burned down by people that worked at Home Depot.
They have a particular subset of Ace hardware stores down here. You know what they're called?
What's that?
Sunshine.
That's where I need to go. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Mike, that's what goes on in my house. And if
well,
I never have
luck.
To climb under another car sink the rest of my life. It's too soon.
Okay.
And I really don't want to have to call a plumber.
Well, good. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Good luck and give us an update. I'd like to hear
still
what
leaks. If it still leaks, you're just letting the water drip for the freeze.
That's you're exactly. Fine. We don't
Your
want anything to bust open. Yeah.
Do you want to come over here and read the commercial? All right. You want to do that? Let me see what it is.
Is that Jake?
Might be a... come on over here.
It's avocado.
Yeah.
All right. All right, here we go.
Pressure's on.
Now lean in so they can see you on the camera. Okay?
Hi, godson.
Lean in.
Sorry,
in
the slushy's gone.
There you go. All
yeah.
right, you see that? You see the thing?
I bet
that,
he
that,
could get under
the
sink, no problem.
That?
Yeah.
You start with that.
Yes.
All right, ready? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Micah. You got to lean in so they can see your face.
I don't want to laugh.
Okay, don't laugh. Here we
well,
go.
Well, you're at the right place for that.
And read it with enthusiasm. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Michael to tell you about a new sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show, Avocado. Go ahead.
I'm so excited to tell you about our sponsors, Avocado Green Mattress. Avocado, say it like Jack Kent. Cook.
Avocado!
I know for a fact how important a quality mattress is to our sleep, mood, and overall health. Avocado certified organic mattress pillows and solid wood furniture are made without harmful chemicals with their thoughtfully chosen materials designed to support a healthier living and more restorative sleep. A great mattress is the key to great sleep. And Avocado mattresses can give you the best sleep of your life. Better sleep changes your mornings, your energy, and improves the quality of your entire day. Every product is thoughtfully made with the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you bring into your home. Plus, easy financing options with a firm to make your purchase smooth as silk. And best of all, no regrets, ever. Avocado sleep trials of up to 1 year ensure you get the best mattress for you. Mandatory. Dream of better. And now they're having a great sale on mattresses. Go to avocadogreenmattresses.com/TMOS to get up to 15% off. That's avocadogreenmattresses.com/TMOS for 15% off mattresses. avocadogreenmattresses.com/TMOS. Because you can use the snooze.
Yay!
Yay! Dad's my godson, everybody. Good job.
Were you just coming in to watch? Is that all you were doing? All right, get the hell out of here. I got to do the rest of the show. Thank you. There he goes. Camera
and the camera followed him. Yeah. Now what is it looking for?
Hold on. Hey.
There's the ceiling.
I'm over here now.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, I'm over here now. Let me see if it's a... Hi, there you go.
There you go. That's a good shot.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey. Okay. All right.
We got I'm over here now.
There it is. Okay. Very good. All right. I have to press this and do this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're not back. We were never gone. So that's it. Be aware of that.
Don't be defensive.
I've told this story about
I think
my
they're
neighbor.
Aware.
I've told this story about my neighbor across the street and the fact that we've had our little run-ins back and forth.
Yeah.
It was a million years ago. It was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I'm somebody that is a huge believer in...
murder?
Grudges.
Shut up, both of you, please. I am a...
Mike, you've got to set your camera. We've done this before.
I don't know how to turn the goddamn thing off. I never have since we got it.
We've done it multiple times.
We've been through this, I know, 20 different times. You know why? Because every day I come in here, I got to reset the whole thing. That's the problem. Yeah. That's my problem.
Maybe you need a new squirter.
I do. I'll ask the guy at the Home Depot. See what he has to say. So last night, in between, probably right before Carl was getting home, somewhere along the line, Michael always wants to throw. Always wants to throw a baseball. Always.
Okay.
Constant. And I go out there, and he's pitching. He's going to be pitching a lot for his various teams. And so we actually walk off the, I think it's 47, 46 feet, Josh, from the mound to the catcher in majors.
Yeah.
And so he goes out, we mark it off, and then he's just throwing some easy stuff and some curveballs. And and the lady comes across the street.
This lady.
You're catching?
I'm catching. And she's getting her mail, and she's walking down the driveway. And I just turn and say, hello, just like that. That's the way I said it. Because I've already... I mean, it's been a long time, and I say hi now regularly. And
is it usually well received? I mean, we haven't heard about this.
I get away, but there's no interaction.
Because we haven't heard about this neighbor since you had the big throwdown.
Very, very little interaction. And she looks at me and she says, I was talking to my husband, and he's going to be a superstar. And it was the sweetest thing. It was the sweetest little thing. Oh, and she went back into her house. And I'm like, you know what? That's why you don't linger on crap that doesn't matter. You move forward and you do that. And I felt so good about that. And,
that's nice.
You know, it is nice. And isn't nice a nice way to be once
it's
in a while?
It's the best way. Now, I know her husband isn't home because Timothy Busfield is in custody. But
okay, stop it. There we go. You're evil. You're an evil person. But no, it was just a very,
very cool.
Nice experience, and I thought it was sweet, and she went back into the house. Speaking of houses, I wanted to ask you gentlemen about this. I was thinking about this. I'm always online looking at different houses down here, looking at different neighborhoods around the country. Mm-hmm. When Michael gets out of high school, Carl and I are probably going to downsize, and we'd like someplace that's maybe in Florida, maybe somewhere else, but I'm always looking at houses. And I wanted to ask you, I have mine that's pretty locked in. What is the one thing? And it's got to be one, only one. The one thing about your house that you would change, that you would change.
I've got it right away. And okay. I love my house. And I mm-hmm. think the size of my house is great. And I love the layout of it. But I wish it wasn't a townhouse. I wish it was a freestanding house.
Okay.
I mean, it's not much, but I mean.
So you're saying stairs?
No, I said the idea.
A split level with a wheelchair ramp.
Just like James Garner said, you heard everything I said, and I never said no stairs. Yeah. No, it's the exact same house, just not connected to another house.
Do you hear neighbors?
No, but I have lived in townhouses where you do. I have never heard a neighbor. I pray they don't know, they don't hear me.
That's something about
when I had a townhome, I would hear the neighbors.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't hear dialogue, but I would hear.
Yeah, that's when you live next to Josh.
No, that was when I was in the Deauville down in Atlantic City, and Paul and I were in the sharing two twin beds, and we woke up to the sound of people getting a little amorous.
I know already what Josh would do. He would add a chapel.
Well, I've already got that. No, mine's an easy answer. I don't completely hate HOAs. I just hate the location of my home in my neighborhood.
Okay.
That when I turn into my neighborhood, it is 7 minutes until I get to my house.
Oh, that sucks.
It's way too long of a drive in the neighborhood.
Yeah. That is a long, that's a long, that's a big sprawling neighborhood right
there.
That
is. Yeah.
So I want a place where I'm not at the back of the neighborhood.
Closer to the gate.
Mine is also location based. When I was in my smaller home before I moved into this home, I had a, I think, were you there, Rob? Were you ever there in that house, the smaller house, the one before I owned this one? I think you were.
I went down there and knocked, but you wouldn't let me in.
I had the prettiest little view. I had the little lake view and a golf course fairway right in the backyard.
I never did go to that house.
And it was the morning sun that I got. And
That's great.
The greatest. I don't have that. I jam up to like a security wall that's it's pretty. It's decorated. It's got landscaping on it, but it's still, there's no long vista.
Yeah.
If I can't get that the next place, I'm not moving to the next place. I have to have that. I have to be able to. What? What are you giggling at now? What did I do that now?
Next place might be underground.
Oh, okay. Well, cemetery on a hill.
Okay, and that's good too.
Cemeteries have great views.
Yeah.
Well, that's why our next place is we keep looking at the mountains, because that's what we want is a view.
I do. My view is that you'd realize.
God, you guys want every. All I want is a squirter.
Good luck.
Thank
hope
you.
Hope you do well with that.
That's what I want.
I want to be able to look out the window, especially in the morning. Carla's really particular about that. The here's a little trick for Floridians down there. They're all going to try to sell you the sunset. Don't fall for it. The better option is getting the morning sun, because when you get the morning sun, your house is cool during the day.
There now, what go. About, how do you feel about sunset versus sunrise in Maine? Because the most spectacular sunsets I've ever seen are in Maine at your family house.
Different in Maine because, you know, of the temperatures and everything like that. You're not roasting, and sunrise in Maine in the summertime. Sun comes up at midnight. That's basically when it comes
up
there.
I do remember that, yes. So,
good luck with that. Hey, listen, I want to tell you, we've got the beautiful video coming up.
Good stuff today, too.
If weight loss has been on your mind, or you're just tired of the food noise, the cravings, and starting over every Monday, Carla from DermGlow Skin has you covered. Through DermGlow Skin, you can access doctor-guided weight loss programs designed for real life. No gimmicks, no judgment, and yes, payment plans are available because we know the price of these things. HSA and FSA cards are welcome. Getting started is super easy. Just head to DermGlow.com, DermGlowSkin.com, and click the weight loss button. After a quick online process, medical approval, and your medication ships straight to your door. While you're there, Carla just opened a brand new brick-and-mortar store here in Fort Myers, Florida. It's fully stocked with professional skincare. You can shop in-store or online. She ships everywhere. And she has partnered with a brand new skin company, and we'll be talking about that in the weeks to come.
Oh, that's cool.
She did that today. Signed the paperwork for that today. Very exciting. A company that's right here in Fort Myers, Florida. She ships
fast. Do they
sell
chapstick?
No, they don't. Rob needs that.
I get jokes. Mean-spirited, hateful jokes.
Your lips are...
I've had a day already.
Okay. Anyway, you can have a new year for your skin.
There was no chapstick under my sink.
To match the new year goals. One website, two wins, weight loss support, and glow-worthy skin. Go to DermGlowSkin.com. That's DermGlowSkin.com. And start your new year the DermGlow way. Okay, chaplips.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
He's really self-conscious.
Jerry time.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Like turbo. He's covering the...
He's been hiding behind his microphone the whole show.
He really has. Is it? How bad is it? Just really quick. How bad?
It's so bad.
The olive oil
that?
Didn't help.
What's the? It's like... You've always had that... Are you hydrating enough?
No, I'm not.
You're not drinking enough water?
No, because it's turned off.
You win.
All right.
Way to get off of it.
Here's the jingle.
I am Mike, the morning zoo.
That's an old one. Mike, watch out for the milk thief.
Uh-oh.
Do you fear the milk thief?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Yeah. Watch out.
A student has earned the name the Milk Bandit by some classmates at Coastal Carolina University.
This lady. I mean, why does she look like she's at a bar? She doesn't look like she's hosting the news from a bar.
I'll have a third martini, please.
Listen, I'm Caroline Byer, the Milk Bandit. Okay, let's see. One more time.
Officers say the teenager is accused of breaking into and vandalizing students' homes. As Maddie Cottespotti tells us, milk isn't the only dairy product he's accused of mishandling.
That's right.
People who live on Quail Run in Conway say they're shocked and frustrated after a series of break-ins throughout the neighborhood.
Okay.
On Wednesday morning, students and staff at CCU received text alerts.
The fun thing about this story is we start with the lady that looks like she's at the bar. And then we get this in the field reporter who's every bit as lovely. Yeah.
And you get the guy, it's, you know, working the graphics. Dastardly dairy damage.
But Mike, when you see the actuality, you're going to see the direction that the talking heads are going in this story.
About a police presence on campus in response to a series of break-ins at a neighborhood across from campus. Reports state 19-year-old Alec Arenello entered multiple homes.
He's a so nice.
And in one case, poured queso on the TV and over furniture. CCU student Brian Rose's house was among those burglarized.
Brian.
And while he didn't see what happened, he was in the home at the time of the break-in.
I hear the door go boom, and I'm like, what's that? Because I thought it was my buddy JP coming home from the bar. Nope, it was the milk man. It was the milk bandit. And I didn't think anything of it. Went to the bathroom, went back to bed. Woke up the next morning, milk everywhere, on the floors, everywhere.
Can you imagine
what a great guy? Can you imagine the producer that sees that guy? What a great actuality that is from that dude, right?
And I can't believe the milk bandit was able to outwit him.
I'm pissed off at the world. I'm going to pour queso on the TV.
I assumed it was JP coming back from the bar.
If you can't fix the sink, just spill milk everywhere and blame the bandit.
Wow. Yes, some delicious ice cold milk.
Yum, yum.
Mike, also, you know what goes good with milk is Oreo cookies. Don't you love Oreos?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't like Oreos?
I mean, Hydrox are great, but you can't find them.
Right.
I was shocked at the ingredient list for Oreo cookies. If you want to have them, maybe you should watch this.
So to make Oreos from scratch exactly, at home, first we're going to need glyphosate, a synthetic herbicide that we're going to spray on the wheat, the soy, the corn, and even the cacao pod. Then we're going to take this petroleum byproduct, guaiacol, and run it through glyoxylic acid, oxidation, decarboxylation, and just like that, we made artificial vanilla flavor. Now to make our Oreo cream, we're going to crush some soybeans, wash the mash with hexane, a petroleum-derived solvent, hit it with a splash of water, and skim off the gummy middle layer.
And that's our soy lecithin, basically to help make it smooth.
Now we're not done with this, whatever that is. We're gonna filter refined deodorize and bleach, and we just made soybean oil. Then we're gonna add sugar, palm oil, soy lecithin, artificial vanilla flavor, and high fructose corn syrup. That's great as a chip sweetener, but not so great for your liver. Give it a good whisk, fluff it up, and we just made our Oreo cream. Now to make our cookie, cocoa beans in the oven, remove the husk, a touch of potassium carbonate, and blend. Then we're gonna add sugar, palm oil, baking soda, artificial vanilla flavor, flour, synthetic vitamins, splash of water, and give it all a good mix. Flatten shape into cookies and in the oven at 375 for 20 minutes. Put it all together and that's Oreos. Send this to your friends who are addicted to Oreos and let me know, would you eat this crap?
Jesus.
Yes, it's disgusting.
Wow. That's
especially
one of the finest, Mike, I've ever seen.
If
Fantastic.
You have it with whole milk, it's really bad for you.
Can you believe that? Really?
No, I can't, honestly.
Please send me that link. I want to subscribe to that guy. That guy's fantastic. Yeah. Absolutely
terrific. RFK needs to reach out to him.
He will. Yeah.
So there is an influencer and under the name Romeo's Show. And Romeo's Show put out what they thought would be a great jingle for Dr. Pepper. And amazingly, it went viral. Here it is.
Theme song for Dr. Pepper, and it goes like this. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Doo-doo-doo. Yeah.
That's it. Now, who do you think, Mike, would be a great person to see that video, but the people...
A lazy advertising executive?
The people at Dr. Pepper.
Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Doo-doo-doo. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Dr. Pepper, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Good for her. Yeah. I don't know if she got paid or not.
Brilliant.
They did use her voice though in the thing, so that's good. But you're anti Dr. Pepper. I think Josh will probably like the ad
I'm
more.
I'm anti-big advertiser. I don't and what I'm talking about, not big advertiser, big advertising agency. You know,
okay,
that,
I'm
you
with
know,
you.
It's just like it can't. It checks all their boxes. They want to keep it as dumbed down as they humanly can.
I just wish that was saved for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I wish it was used for your Oreo cookies.
Yeah, that's true. Mike, let's close with this.
I'm pro Dr. Pepper now because they paid that girl $2 million.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so put your stupid jingles on the internet.
I'm pro Oreo.
No, that's not going to get you $2
million. No, that'll cap at 1.5.
Oreo, baby.
It's good and nice.
It's good and...
Nice. Mike, baby. I know you're pro Oreo now, but also you've for years been pro Parton, Dolly Parton. And
Love her.
Turned 80 this week.
Had the pleasure many, many moons ago of interviewing Dolly Parton, and she could not have been nicer. Wonderful
but understand
lady.
She knows what she's doing. See if you can, and we're going to close with this, but see if you can pick out what about this video bothered me. The story behind it, Dolly put it up on her Instagram, is that Bono from U2, that Irish rock band, sent her a bagpiper for her birthday and a cake. All right?
Okay.
And here's how it plays out. What bothers you about this video? And by the way, is there anything better than the initial sound of a bagpipe starting when it's just sort of wheezing?
Yeah, a little tough. Look at the guy next to her.
I know.
Wow, this is from Bono. I did it. Thank you, sir.
Did you notice that when she was presented with the cake, when it said "Love Bono," it was to the camera, not to her. When you give someone a birthday cake, don't you want them to read the writing
but
social media people?
Mm-hmm. But the camera started in the hallway, too. So it was all set up for camera.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, the very fact that she's going to say, what a surprise. This was no surprise. This was no boating accident.
Well,
but
you got to give her, you got to cut her a little cake. Slack. You know what the cake was made out of?
What's that?
Oreos.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to remember that all weekend long. I swear to God, there will not be an Oreo in this house ever again based on that video. That guy has to go viral, viral, viral. You got to put that everywhere in my humble opinion.
Do you know what would be great is if you got those homemade Oreos and put them in your Ninja.
Too late. Back at the store. We got to get out of here. You can still
get the Ninja Creamer.
Yes, the Creamer. Oh, the Creamy.
Creamy, yes.
We might have that.
Okay. What is the Ninja Creamy?
It makes ice cream.
Makes ice cream.
Oh, I thought it was something you used to do at American University.
Michael got it for Christmas. Thank you. Michael got it for Christmas.
Oh, dear.
Well, no wonder you had no room for the smoothie. Yeah.
Only one Ninja product at a time. We will be back with a bonus show tomorrow. Have a great weekend, everybody. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
We had to forget something or we wouldn't be plumbers.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
What the hell's going on here?
Just thought that we're almost finished. Good. Golly, Miss Molly.
Thank you for correcting my English with Steve. I am Nanja Ibuko, exchange student from Cameroon.